Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
I flew JetBlue going down, and they had two movies, and one of them happened to be Bill and Ted's Great Music Adventure, whatever the last one they just had. So I ended up watching that.
We just not know the name, the official title of any film or television program that he's watched.
It was cultural change is hard.
Bill and Ted's
the
and
damn
music. It was Goodwill Hunting.
It was the damn Circle K. Something was afoot. I think a lot of people knew.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and tomorrow.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning. Good
morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host,
Greg, the host,
Delicate Flower Greg Hill.
I didn't know if he was married. I didn't know
if the trilogy involved here.
I didn't know if it was his wife or if it was a BM.
It's
or
not,
what?
I hope it's not a BM.
It's not one of the.
False positive.
He did not impregnate the first mate on the trilogy. You don't have to worry about that.
Wait, Sabrina. There were like five different girls with the first mate hat on. I don't know which one was the
Sabrina
actual first mate.
She is not with child.
She's like, I am Spartacus.
She couldn't see an R-rated movie, which is weird.
Featuring the very inappropriate Danielle Murr.
Let's see if you can help me with this word. It's So when you want to have the watch for the porn, when you want to see the lady that has the no clothes, like helps you get to the porn lady, but it has the lights.
Joined by
the jealous of us,
Wiggy.
Can we go back to you saying that you sage using castor oil or whatever?
No, castor oil, blessed oil. And that, you know, you put it on your forehead before you go out. This, you know, to
then
make
you light yourself on fire.
No, you don't light yourself on fire. Just to
I'd
make
like to today.
Just to
halfway there.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken and Curtis.
You think about the Charles Stewart situation, right? That was in.
Okay.
But that's part of it. You want to have a conversation.
I didn't want to have this conversation. Why did I want to have this conversation?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
What up, Greg?
Good morning.
Wiggy, Danielle.
What's good, man?
Curtis?
What day is it? I don't even know. Thursday?
It's Thursday, yeah.
Oh, it's trash day. I got to get my trash out.
Thursday. Hi, Greg.
Are you still allowed to put your trash out, or does that lead to the spread of the vid, Danielle?
No, you got to put your trash out and make sure you take care of your trash, guys.
Everything
morning
leads
to Steve
to
and Jeremiah, my dudes.
Do you tip the trash guy?
I do.
Every week or just at Christmas?
No, twice a year.
Twice a year.
Okay. Summer and winter.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
In Boston now, thanks to the real estate taxes, they all drive Lamborghinis to pick up your trash.
they tip them, and then they take care if you need a little extra, like, or something.
Sure.
Like that.
Well, yeah, if you want to bury something that you need to get rid of in the returnables or the recyclables, mm-hmm. then I guess it's okay.
The Board of Selectmen here in Swampscott made this decision, or I don't know if it was the Board of Selectmen, but they went down to one trash barrel. Oof. Last year, and everybody lost their minds about it. And they were basically like, oh, we trying to up recycling and composting and whatnot. And all these people were complaining like the first few weeks that they put the new policy in place. And they were like, I had, you know, my trash was barely sticking up above the lid and they wouldn't take it. They left a sticker. I'm like, you didn't tip your trash, guys.
Right.
Go to the Swampscott website.
Danielle, you can only put out one trash barrel where you live.
One, 32-gallon, 33.
How's that work for, a family of, I got a family of five, and sometimes it feels like we put four trash cans out there.
You have the hardo people on the Facebook groups that are like, we have a family of seven with six newborn children, and we do just fine with one barrel.
Oh, come on. What are they, rationing their trash?
Yeah. So you have to go buy, it used to be you buy a $2 sticker for overthrow. Mm. Now you have to buy a $3 trash bag, which is like a 13-gallon trash bag if you want to throw extra stuff out.
I'm shocked we haven't gotten a text from a composter yet shaming us all.
Nick's not up yet.
All right. Well, Danielle's right. It's a Thursday, and we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45 this morning. And then after that, at 7, we will be joined by UFC President Dana White from Fight Island, which is in Abu Dhabi. Is that where that is?
Yes.
Dubai? Right?
Abu Dhabi.
So Dana White will join us at 7. Big UFC event this weekend and another one next weekend, which I believe is the return of Conor McGregor next weekend. Mm. So we'll talk to Dana about that and other things. And then, Ken Laird, we'll be joined at 9 o'clock by our season-long regular Bruins guest, Sean Corrali. So Danielle and the rest of the women who listen to this show are going to be stuck to their seats throughout this NHL season.
More like sliding off their seats.
Don't forget about Dale.
yeah, that's true. Dale, too. But Sean Corrali will join us from Jersey, where the Bruins get underway tonight with this NHL season. So all of that coming up on the show this morning, but we begin with this.
This is The Lead.
You know I did it. It's over and I feel fine. Nothing you can say is gonna change my mind. Waited and I waited the longest night. Nothing like the taste of sweet decline.
Foo Fighters. Nice choice, Ken Laird.
Yeah, Dave Grohl's birthday today.
Oh.
52.
I mean, talk about talented individuals.
Absolutely.
Dave Grohl in two, record-breaking, what else would you call them? Two incredibly impactful bands in rock and roll.
Any chance Wiggy guesses the first?
I know the first.
He did once before.
Oh, yeah. Curtis has his hand up.
Nirvana.
Yes.
Good job, Curtis.
Over the Christmas break, I watched a 45-minute interview with Dave Grohl and Howard Stern from 2010.
Yeah.
Absolutely great interview. He found out about Cobain on the news.
He's an amazing guy. Unbelievable performer. Unbelievable talent.
Okay.
Great singer. Great drummer. I mean, the guy does it all.
I almost went LL Cool J for you, Wiggy. It's his birthday today, too.
Oh,
but
yes, the GOAT.
Well, you should have went him.
Let's get to the leads. We'll get LL later. Always Health Partners, a different kind of health plan, helping people and businesses be ready to meet the evolving care needs of today, tomorrow, and always. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. Now, there's a narrative building, which I'm reluctant to jump headlong into, Greg, that Bill Belichick has changed this offseason. I wrote a column supporting what he did this week, and Teddy Bruschi doubled down on his decision to not go today, would have been today, to the White House to accept this Medal of Freedom, calling it an awakening. Here's a little bit of Teddy on OMF yesterday.
I'm proud of him for what he did. Proud of my coach based on the awareness he showed. And I think there's been awakening with Bill. Him being aware more now of his players' lives off the field. When I played for Bill, it was few and far between. And he's more connected now to his locker room than I think he's been in a long, long time.
Now, that could be spin from the Patriots through Teddy. And also, you had Greg Bedard reporting. This came up on our weekend show. I was in with Nick Cattles this weekend. Bedard says Belichick has had an epiphany that he's drafted too much for specialty, and he has now seen the error of his ways. Hmm. So it's like, okay, we're getting bombarded by a lot. I give Bill a ton of credit for, but do you believe Bill has fundamentally changed at the
yes,
age of 69?
I do. I think he has.
I do. I think you saw it in the way he dealt with Cam Newton.
Yeah, I think you saw it in the way, you know, Cam's a good example, Greg, but I think you saw it in the way he's kind of dealt with his team all year long. And I think this year he realizes, all right, it's time for me to kind of get with the times in order for me to keep up because number 12 is not walking through that door no more.
Yeah, but that is rare. If that's true, that is at age 68, not 69. 68, Bill has had a metamorphosis.
Well, that's a good thing.
You can change at any age, Ken.
You cannot.
He's a late butterfly.
I mean, look at Trump. He's already changed.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Really old dog new tricks.
Sometimes they still pee on the rug, though.
Bill Belichick has changed, the craziest thing I've heard yet in 2021. But yesterday there was a Woj bomb. Everybody go crazy. James Harden is now a Brooklyn Net alongside Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And it brought me to this. Yesterday, Greg, you asked us, who is the next team to win a title in Boston? Uh-huh. It's not in Boston, but it's Tom Brady. It remains Tom Brady is the closest a Boston athlete has
wait a second.
Getting a championship.
He is closer than the Boston Bruins, the Boston Red Sox, the Boston Celtics, you name it.
There is far more likelihood that Brady wins a championship this year or next than any other Boston team. And the Celtics remain this nobody because no matter what they do, they're not going to be better than the Nets or the Lakers. So they might as well not even play. They're not close to a championship,
right.
as long as those two teams exist.
Wiggy, cover your ears. There's a good chance that the Nets self-destruct because you got too many locker room issue guys on that team.
Greg, not in today's NBA. When you got that much talent, all you got to do is kind of manage the egos, and those guys are good enough to get to the NBA Finals. I'm not saying Brooklyn will win it, but they're a team that's going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals and good enough to get to the NBA Finals. You need talent in 2021 to win NBA championships, and you need a lot of it.
Do you? Any of you disagree with me that Brady is the closest to a title
this year? I agree with you this year.
No, I think the Bruins are close. I believe the Bruins are close. Okay. I do. Depending on the condition of Pasta medically, I do. Mm-hmm. I do. But all right, Curtis. Thank you, Wiggy.
Well, I'll tell you one guy that his name has been thrown around as the, you know, is when is he going to be a head coach? And that is Gerard Mayo. So I kind of did some thinking and saying, you know what? What is best for Mayo to become a head coach? Because I think what Philadelphia is doing right now, that he's the token brother who's getting an interview. But if he wants a head coaching job, he has to leave New England, and he has to leave New England ASAP. Because when you think about some of the assistants, don't compare it to Brian Flores, because Brian Flores coached for 7 years as an assistant coach, positional coach, before he became the de facto defensive coordinator. And the thing that is going to always be a roadblock for Mayo is Steven Belichick, who's only 33 years old, and Mayo's 34. And we all know that Steven Belichick, is the defensive coordinator. And you'll never see a position coach go from position coach to head coach in the National Football League. So if Mayo wants to get to that, you know, that top of the mountain and being a head coach in the NFL, I think he can do it in college football if he'd like to. But if NFL is his ultimate goal, he needs to leave New England as soon as possible and go be a defensive coordinator somewhere to show I can do it without Belichick and not be in the shadow of Bill Belichick and Stephen Belichick.
But Brian Flores was never given the title of defensive coordinator.
Right, but I think we all knew it, that he was the defensive coordinator, and there was no Stephen Belichick in front of him, right?
Right. So you don't think the interview in Houston is a legitimate opportunity? You think it's a Rooney Rule
thing? You mean Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
No, that's a Rooney Rule thing. That's all it is. Right. They say, hey, our quota is we got to make sure we interview three black guys, and I got maybe a good relationship with Kraft, and go ahead, throw Mayo's name in there.
All right, Wiggy. Thank you, Danielle.
Well, due to the pandemic, the economic crisis, the lack of being able to check into hotel rooms all across the country, police in Chaplin, Minnesota, have had to issue a warning to people to stop having sex outside because it's evidently become a huge problem. And you think, like, Minnesota in January?
It's cold,
yeah.
Probably a little chilly. But they say that they've had an ridiculous number of people who have been caught in public parks, in auto body parking lots, all kinds of places like that, and they want you to stop. So they had to put out a plea on their Facebook page, and they said if anyone is caught, they will be prosecuted and they will be investigated.
And what the issue is that they don't have money for a hotel room? Is that what the issue is?
Either they don't have money for a hotel room, or the hotel is not open, or they have reduced capacity when it comes to room bookings.
Oh, yeah.
You have to provide a negative COVID test. Even if you live down the street.
We've got to get our no-tell motels back open for America. Yes. We've got to.
They should be able to have sex outside. Having sex outside is no big deal. I mean, it's not like they're doing it in the schoolyard during recess.
Well, there are children
around. Yeah, but if people
can
see you.
There are families around. I mean, these people
Children are strolling the streets at 11 o'clock at night.
She just said they're doing it in the back of cars in auto body.
And it's not necessarily at night.
I mean, it could be during broad daylight.
These kids know how they got here.
Tons of stories from Lake Minnetonka, by the way.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
And the national waters, Ken.
Following up on a story that we discussed yesterday, actor Armie Hammer has dropped out of a film that he was doing with Jennifer Lopez, which was called Shotgun Wedding, because he's a cannibal.
Oh,
yep. That
doesn't say that that's why, but I'm pretty sure.
Why.
I mean, is there any, if you are rumored to be a cannibal, a person who wants to eat other human beings, and then there are DMs, direct messages that are presented of you saying that you want to eat other human beings, and then you drop out of a movie that you're in with Jennifer Lopez or any other actor or actress, doesn't that prove that you're a cannibal? Is there any other reason why you would drop out of that film if you weren't a human cannibal?
So what? The guy likes to eat humans. As long as
they're already dead, right, Wings?
As long as he's not killing people.
So
I mean, they probably do it enough.
The things that interest you and the things that don't are just mesmerizing.
I mean, you know.
What you said?
They probably do it in tribes all over the world.
They don't anymore, I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't think they do it anymore.
Listen, people got an acquired taste for a lot of different things.
Acquired taste.
I think eating humans has become passé, thankfully.
It tastes like chicken.
Does it? I don't think so. I think humans are probably gaming.
People eat rats.
Have you read the book?
A lot of things. It doesn't make it right, Wiggy.
They did it in Into Thin Air because they were dying on Mount Everest. It wasn't a tribal decision.
I understand those. If you're stuck in a circumstance on a floating raft or something for weeks and you eat another human being, you eat another human being.
But you're stuck in the same studio with Wiggy for 5 hours.
Well, you don't have a problem with people eating bat soup.
I do.
Okay, we kind of did.
Yes, I do.
Actually,
we have a giant problem.
I have a question. He's 34 years old, Greg.
Yeah.
What does he do the rest of his life now?
He probably has enough money. I mean, I don't know.
He's getting the Medal of Freedom.
I did a deep dive on Armie Hammer. And his family was worth hundreds of millions. He grew up on the Cayman Islands.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I use them all the time to clean my inside of my car. So
what?
Armie Hammer.
Oh.
Is that what his family owns?
Do they? I don't think his family owns.
No,
Hammer,
just a coincidence.
His name is Armie Hammer, not Arm and Hammer.
And does he actually?
Actually, that's what he has for lunch. He has arm and leg.
No.
His name should be Arm and Leg Hammer.
No.
Does he actually eat human beings, or is he like, oh, I would love to eat humans?
He wants to eat human beings.
Right,
we don't know whether he does or doesn't.
Right, he said in one of the messages, "I'm a cannibal. It's scary to admit that." I've never said that out loud before. I've never said that to anyone.
So the guy, because he's a cannibal, he can't make an honest living?
The worst part about this story is every time I hear Armie Hammer, I think Arlie Ermy. And it's a completely different visual.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what? I'm like, didn't that guy die? Oh, wait, the other dude.
But honestly, can you blame him? It's not something that you feel comfortable saying out loud. That you want to eat other people.
Wiggy defends A.B., Kyrie,
A.B.'s
and cannibals.
Great, yeah.
And Armie Hammer, the cannibal. Human cannibal.
We need
Hollywood
a fine young
cannibal
rejoin.
Oh, yes, we do.
I just dumped that.
If you're going to eat a person.
Seriously dumped that.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know. People can interpret that the wrong way.
No, we're talking about a guy who likes to eat humans, right?
If you got human flesh.
It's like when you go to a steakhouse, right? Yep. You want to know where this beef came from.
J-Lo pants? Nick was wearing J-Lo pants.
Some cows are better than others, right? You know,
yes.
If a cow is more like, you know, nourished and in a better, like, environment.
You don't have to dump something just because of what people might infer.
Well, there was it's innuendo, possibly.
Innuendo.
I don't know.
The intent wasn't there.
It's pronounced innuendo.
It was contextual.
You.
Yes.
Not worth it.
Innuendo is okay.
It is not.
It is.
Wait, have you seen the intercom edict on this?
He said that.
Can you say edict?
He was talking about Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
And her consumptibility.
Right.
Okay, fine.
I mean, she's in great shape.
Right? Should have said that.
Armie Hammer, right? He probably has humans. He goes, ooh, if I was going to eat somebody, you know, I'd rather eat, you know, I don't want to eat Al Roker. I'd rather eat, I don't know.
Well, he's well marbled.
Not, I mean, well, no, it's not skinny anymore. Al now.
Yeah,
it's like skinny Nick.
No. I don't want not to the eat same. Al Roker.
Greg is well marbled.
What is happening?
All right.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Well, there's plenty of sports to get to this morning. And we will talk with Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins coming up at 9 on today's show. But we begin with Ken and what is trending.
Home of Super Bowl 55. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, how is Kyrie doing after the big Woj bomb, the blockbuster NBA trade, the Nets acquiring James Harden in the 14 deal, Harden now joining Kevin Durant and Kyrie, although a report from SNY says Kyrie is, quote, furious at the Nets for not giving him input on the head coach, and he's, quote, distant with Kevin Durant recently.
Wow.
Stephen A. Smith says he should retire. So it might not be a big three. It might end up being a big two with Durant and James Harden when all is said and done. But we'll find out, I guess.
I mean, is there enough room in that locker room for three gigantic heads and at least two of them are sometimes the troublemaking heads?
And what about on the court? How about the playoff success or failures of Kyrie and James Harden? I know Kyrie won one. But God, Harden has had some terrible postseasons.
Yeah, Harden hasn't had some. The key is how are they going to run their offense? Because James Harden loves to dribble the basketball, and so doesn't Kyrie.
Tonight it starts. Drop the puck, Curtis. 7 p.m. at the Prudential Center. The Bruins 2021 season against the Devils. Brand new division too. Hill Dog. Bruce Cassidy gave his scouting report on the Eastern Division. Philly won yesterday to get out to a 1-0 start in the league. But here's Bruce.
I mean, if just going by history, you know, Pittsburgh has, you know, Stanley Cup caliber talent in their lineup. Washington, another high-end team. Philadelphia, after the year they had, and Carter Hart assumes only going to get better. The Islanders go to the Final Four. There's us. The Rangers have added good young players. Are they ready? Buffalo adds, you know, some high-end talent. You know, Jersey's probably the one that might be in flux a little bit.
Little shot at Jersey, and they play them twice to open the season. But it is true, and only the top four teams from the division make the playoffs.
So yeah. this is their year. Said they're the closest to the championship.
I think they are the closest of the four teams. Although I do buy in a little bit to the Red Sox if they can get some pitching, that they may be closer than we think. However, when it comes to the older guys, do you think are we getting close to your last chance with those guys?
So
Berge, Marsh,
Krejci.
Krejci, are we getting close to your last opportunity with those guys?
I sort of feel like Bergeron, now that he's the captain, has to play a couple years.
Maybe he's not that close. Has a couple years left.
Right, but the problem with him is like he's always he's been banged up a lot. So I think when you think of the window for this team, I think this year is the year that they, especially it's a shortened season.
Yeah.
So this is the year you better make some noise and you better win a Stanley Cup.
You're not sure how long you're going to have Tuukka around either. So this is the year.
NFL Divisional Weekend just 2 days away. We'll have all four games this weekend on Sports Radio WEEI as you're driving around. Billy O'Brien going to Alabama. He'll be Nick Saban's new play caller there, replacing Steve Sarkisian. And speaking of the Red Sox, Greg, they were among 25 teams who watched 35-year-old Corey Kluber showcase his arm. Impressed per reports. His wife Amanda is from Winchester, and the Klubers live there in the offseason. So could be a match for the Sox. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hammer, all cannibalism rejoins all the time. I have several.
Wait, Cannibal Corpse? Yes.
Yes, right. I have several in mind.
Nice.
So, the actor Armie Hammer has dropped out of a film that he was doing with J-Lo because it is alleged that he has human cannibalism fantasies. And so, it's not unprecedented. I mean, there are several famous documented cases mm-hmm. of human cannibalism here in the United States and around right. the world. I think the most famous is probably the Donner Party. Remember that from the 1800s? We talked about that on the old show mm-hmm. in 1847.
Why don't I remember that?
But there's Curtis. You mentioned the was that the Uruguayan soccer team or something that did that or
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No,
Dahmer is yes. Dahmer was a human cannibal. Yes,
right. Dahmer was not at the Donner Party though. Right.
No,
but the way he was going about doing it was wrong.
Dufresne Party.
Okay, just Google it.
Baker shut down all Donner parties.
No,
it has to be under 10 people, Ken.
I was talking about the book Into Thin Air by John Krakauer, where they talk about people who had climbed Everest. They ate others because they were straight.
Yeah, they made a movie about it where they
wait a minute. They didn't Into Thin Air. They didn't eat other human beings.
No,
you're wrong about that. I love that book, and the film was pretty good too.
All right, there was a different John Krakauer book.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right, yeah. But I mean, I guess it's possible that he just had the. Is it wrong to have the fantasy?
As long as he's not acting on it. That's where the line is drawn, because another one of the things that came up in the conversations with him was like a rape fantasy thing, mm-hmm. and everybody freaked out about that. But it's a thing. You know, as long as you're not actualizing on it, I guess, but that's that weird gray area of stuff you don't talk about unless you know the other person is into it, where you kind of like drop a hint in a conversation and you're like, yeah, that's crazy, right? And you watch their face and you're like, wait, are you into that too?
Wiggy, by the way, when you said earlier that you use arm and hammer on your car, multiple texters would like me to correct you on that. You probably use Armor All on your mm-hmm. car, not arm
Maybe
and hammer.
Maybe he uses an Arm & Hammer air freshener type thing.
Yeah. Arm & Hammer isn't it a baking soda?
No, they have air fresheners.
Yeah, they have lots of products.
Yeah, they have stuff that you can use in your vehicles.
Isn't that what you put in your fridge? to absorb the, isn't that the stuff,
yeah,
you,
that's
put,
stuff you put in the refrigerator? Right.
Greg's had the same box in there since 1986 because he's cheap. It's 67 cents a box. And he's like, nah, it's still good. It can still absorb more odors.
And it was the Uruguay rugby team that crashed in the Andes.
Yes.
They made a movie about that, right?
Alive. I think it was called Alive.
Alive.
Not anymore.
Alive was the movie.
Well, just because a person has a fantasy of eating people, he should have to leave a movie or have to leave work. If I said, oh, yeah, you know.
Optics,
what?
Wiggy. Optics.
Well, I could see the part where you said, Danielle, where he was talking about rape fantasies. All right, that's one thing. But just, you know, you want to eat somebody. That's like, all right.
But if they're both just fantasies, I mean, yes, it's inappropriate and illegal. But
you got a good point there, Danielle.
The American public does not want to go watch a movie with the lovely Jennifer Lopez and then see the co-star come in and think that he's a person who wants to eat human beings.
But nobody cares. Yeah, Greg, care nobody that. Gives a crap.
Wait, we go see Leo movies and all he wants to do is damn save the world and some weird climate stuff.
Well, yeah.
Damn climate. Yes.
But wait, yes, you honestly, it doesn't change your opinion of someone if you know that they eat other people?
No, you I don't know that he eats other people. We might know that he fantasizes about it.
Let's play along.
Okay. Is he on your fantasy team or something like that?
Wiggy. People get off on weird stuff, dude.
If you knew that this guy was eating people and you turned on the movie and he was a star, that wouldn't change your view of the movie?
No.
Okay.
No, not. I mean, as long as he's not killing them and eating them, going all Jeffrey Dahmer, like I said, if he happens to, you know, if he got a buddy that works down at the damn, you know, funeral home and cuts off a piece of somebody's, you know, thigh or something.
That's desecration of a corpse. Well, that's a crime.
And it tastes a little formaldehyde at that point. I would think you'd want fresh human.
Yeah. Well, then you'd have to know somebody at the hospital. Hey, Ami.
Well, not necessarily.
Ami, this person's on their last leg.
I mean, the guy's DMs are pretty disturbing. Danielle showed them to me the other day, and he goes full in on the on the various fantasies.
And the different parts of the body that he wants to eat.
But we know that these are fantasies, so I don't have an issue.
Well, we don't necessarily know. He didn't admit to anything, but you know.
But I'm gonna make the assumption that these are his fantasies. And I'm gonna look at the guy and go, yo, he's weird, but I'm not gonna not watch his movie if he's a good actor. I ain't gonna be like, he should be out of that movie because he has fantasies of eating people.
Greg once hung out with Armie Hammer, and the next morning he woke up in a bathtub full of ice and it said call 911 on his chest and lipstick.
This texter says his actual full name is Armand Hammer. Is that true?
I would think so. That sounds reasonable.
So his parents had a sense of humor or something?
Let's see.
He comes from wealth, though, Curtis, right? He's a Silver Spoon guy?
Yes. He grew up on the Cayman Islands. His great-grandfather was, I believe, a tycoon of some sort. Mm. Made lots of money in Prohibition.
I love to hypnotize Curtis and see what some of his wildest fantasies are.
No, you don't. I got some DMs from Curtis, and it is freaky.
Oh, boy.
All right, see?
What do you guys think about Brady?
Let's see. But Wiggy's right. He probably dropped out of the film with J-Lo because she's too tempting. Right. He probably didn't think he could control himself.
Smells good. So like,
he's actually going to, his next movie is going to be starring with Rosie O'Donnell. So he's got those.
She smells good.
Imagine the director's like, action. And he just goes in there and takes a bite out of J-Lo's thigh.
Oh my God. Ew.
Sniff.
Ew.
Sniff.
So as it pertains to the name, this is pretty interesting. So he's actually named after his grandfather, whose name was Armand Hammer.
Okay.
The Arm and Hammer Company was started by John Dwight and Company in 1846. And in the 1980s, I guess the grandfather owned a considerable amount of stock in the company that makes Arm & Hammer products. And he also served on the board of directors. However, the company name has nothing to do with his name. It was just like he was always asked about it. Like, oh, is that where your name came from? So he decided to buy into the company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is killing me. But a quick side note, did you happen to hear in the news the other day that they found an FM radio signal coming from one of Saturn's moons?
Yes.
But I wonder if Wiggy was on that station, too. But here's my question to Wiggy. And Scott from Weymouth was on hold. But my question for Wiggy is, so you have a problem. You don't have a problem with a person eating another human being. But you have a problem with a coach going to the White House to accept an award from a president you don't like.
Yeah, that's different. As long as you ain't killing the human, hey, whatever you want to eat, that's on you.
What do you slice off a piece and ride the rest home?
Well, I mean, what if some, you know, people have accidents where they lose a chunk of flesh from their leg on a dirt bike or something like that? If the guy happens to say, hey, don't throw that away. You know, I want to put that in my stew. Yeah. What a big deal.
That's the guy's listening to police and radio stuff. He's like, hang on. There's an accident on 114. I'm heading there.
That story was really interesting, though, the other day that they found that FM signal in space. We actually have audio of what was being said on the signal. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Google it.
No, it was actually Maddie.
Wow, that came through better than our station in some places.
So, I mean, it's true. There's your sim thing, right? So aliens do exist. Think they're talking about Brady up there?
This is some 7-year-old kid like, I'm going to send radio signals from this planet to Earth. Watch, they're going to freak out.
Love to find out.
This is Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hey, how are you? That guy was funny. He should have his own show. But anyway, I wanted to say, because I read something about that Uruguayan soccer team. When they went up there and found the bodies, they also found two cases of uneaten Chef Boyardee.
Really? Is that true?
Wow.
No.
No, okay.
I wouldn't eat the stuff. I'm not sure I'd eat the...
Wiki likes it. Wow. Wiki talked about Chef Boyardee on the show one time.
Chef Boyardee.
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, right? With the little sausages.
This thing says rugby players in the Andes, and it wouldn't lie. It's about cannibalism.
Did you ever try doing SpaghettiOs on toast? On buttered toast, like a SpaghettiOs sandwich?
No, never on toast.
It's really delicious.
That's listen breakfast in England, I swear to God.
Is it breakfast in England?
SpaghettiOs on toast, yes.
It's really good.
Yeah, but all it is macaroni and gravy, and then you have some bread and you put some...
Yeah, basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So I bet it could be good. Because
I don't understand people that can eat SpaghettiOs straight out of the can, like cold. And congealed.
No, you gotta put it in a pot.
Yeah.
I do like the ones with the little hot dogs in them, though.
I think that was actually the final episode of Extra Sauce when he was discussing eating SpaghettiOs out of the can.
Well, this texter would like to know what kind of a sauce you would eat a human with.
Mmm.
Bernays, maybe?
I need something a little, like a sweet and sour, something with a little sweet.
You need a little acidity, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, a mignonette? No.
Right, people are eating breakfast. Right
I know.
Now.
I know.
Boom sauce.
I know. It's the news, though. Yeah. I mean, basically, we've confirmed the first Hollywood cannibal.
Yep.
In all the history of Hollywood, and it's Armie Hammer.
Give me a brioche bun and some Popeye's chicken sandwich spicy sauce.
The aioli?
Yes.
Speaking of Hollywood, hey, speaking of Hollywood, there's big Tom Cruise news today. He has purchased two coronavirus robots for the set of the Mission Impossible 7 film that he is filming. He was very upset with people.
That's who hilarious.
They weren't. Do you see the story?
Yes, it's like the Stop and Shop robot. It follows people around to make sure they're following protocol.
So this
that's amazing.
This guy so upset with people whose mask goes below their nose.
Yeah, take that back.
They're going to shut filming down if people start getting COVID. He's trying to protect these people so they can work. Dude.
I know. We heard Tom Cruise is single-handedly keeping Hollywood working.
Yes. It's like
gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night.
That's a lie.
Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs. I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. If you ever do it again.
Imagine if Armie Hammer ran in and started eating him right in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
Good for him. He's trying to people keep working. There's a picture of him. He's even DMing here on his picture. So, I mean,
he's got robots.
He's double masking, so you know he's, like, really serious about corona.
He's got coronavirus robots. Keep the movie going. All right. Busy show today. We're going to talk to Dana White, the president of the UFC, at 7 from Fight Island. And then at 9... we will talk with Sean Corrali from the Boston Bruins, and he will be on throughout this NHL season here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Selected that as my cannibal song for Army Hammer, the actor, and Ken said that that is the absolute worst Hall & Oates song in the history of, wow, of Hall & Oates.
What?
Correct.
Yeah.
Get out.
That's down there with Abracadabra from Steve Miller.
Steve Miller?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Let that breathe a little bit for a minute. Let's
let it breathe, cannibal. Get it?
I disagree. I don't think that's the worst Hall & Oates song.
He's just being, Ken's just being a musicado. What's so bad about that song?
I think Adult Education is the worst Hall & Oates song.
No, I love that song. You guys are killing me.
Yeah.
What's Hall & Oates is an amazing
group. I like him.
All their songs are good. What's wrong with the song?
I don't know. That one just never spoke to me. Oh. Sorry.
So, my bad. It's my bad music guy.
Piece of art. It's subjective.
My bad, Professor
and,
Music.
The songs that do speak to Ken, when he speaks back, they don't understand him because he's got two masks on.
Oh, no. Oh, he's being safe. Poor Ken.
Just he's doing double his masking.
Poor Ken.
All right, coming up at 9 this morning, the object of Danielle's desire, Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins. Is he your number one when it comes to good-looking, current good-looking Boston athletes?
Oh, yeah.
He's
Oh, yeah.
You go nuts over him.
I do. Just stops at the ankle, though, because he wears that Birkenstock with sock look, and I can't. It's like, it's like throwing like a silica gel packet at me. Just dries everything right up.
Oh, my word. Yeah.
Who's second in your mind?
Second, I'd probably say, would be Nate Eovaldi.
Oh, yeah, you went gaga over him when we were at spring training.
Took your shirt off when he was in studio.
And then
who's third?
I'd have to say Bubs.
Bubs Edelman?
Yeah. No chocolate. Modern day Bubs.
No chocolate on your list?
Of course.
Wiggy. Six,
I just asked the question. First thing Wiggy thinks of.
I just ask, can I ask a simple question?
Yes, you can.
Are there black athletes in Boston?
Yeah, it's true.
Of course.
Remember, we're in Boston, so.
Yes.
Our Mount Rushmore is all white.
I feel like more than ever, more than I did yesterday. I think Bubs is done.
He's gone.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Whoa, you have some intel?
No, I don't have any intel. I didn't want to. Honestly, if I texted him about it, he probably wouldn't respond. If he did respond, it would be some weird emoji where he's not going to tell everybody until it's time to tell everybody. He's going to do it on his social media.
You think that's how Bernstein investigated Nixon? You know, he might not respond.
But honestly, don't you think at this point he's probably – I heard Dale and Rich talking about this yesterday with Nick. He's probably reached the point where he's been hit in the head so many times, Wiggy, that it's just not worth it anymore.
Or maybe he knows they're not going to win.
Yeah, I don't know about the not worth it anymore part of it. Like,
why? Because he loves football. He's a football guy. And
no, I think when you kind of talk, like Wes Welker got hit in the head a number of times, and he moved on and played elsewhere. And you know, I think with Edelman, it's just one of these things. When you have these cryptic like Instagram posts, there's information that he's getting that he's probably not going to be here. They're not
his
gonna
decision or.
Well, so, if you say info that he's getting, then maybe not.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably information that his agent is talking to the organization, and they're probably saying, you know what, we're probably going to go in a different direction. So, why do you put out a message like this cryptic message where people could, like, you know, it could
misinterpret it?
Yeah, right. That you're going
to
be
trying to sell merchandise. His whole last couple years has been
now. His frequency of posting has not been uber high lately. So
right.
Does he have one more, whether it's here or elsewhere? Does he have one more year in him?
Yeah, I think he's got one or two more years as a situational player, guy that's not going to play every snap,
a slot guy.
Well, yeah, but even a slot guy who's coming in on third and five, like, you know, he's coming in just on third downs. He's a situational player, you know, role like maybe Danny Amendola had in Detroit, where you're not the number one, you're not the number two, you're really not even number three. They're just using you for situational plays throughout the game, and you're not playing a ton of snaps. So I think he could still do that. I don't want to say because everybody is instantly going to say Tampa, but, you know, Tampa potentially could lose Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin. And if they could get a guy, you know, because maybe they elevate Scotty Miller and those other guys and say, hey, Jules, you come in here and you might play 25 snaps a game just on third and five, third and six. I could see him, you know, looking for a team that's a playoff caliber team to go and do that type of role.
Julian Edelman has made $44 million in 12 seasons. That is the best bargain in NFL history.
You're right. Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Well, that's because he's a white slot receiver and he never gets the credit he should get. If he was black, double that number.
It was not a bargain the last 2 years. It was Drop City.
He wasn't Drop City,
especially
Kem.
2 years ago. God, and all the big games, he had drops. Some, the playoff game, the Ravens game.
He had some issues.
He had a bunch of big catches, too, there, Kem, over the years.
He's also been playing hurt multiple different years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think – I think Edelman – you know, when you look at Edelman's career and you look at Wes Welker's career, I think, you know, and, you know, Troy Brown's career, like that position, Edelman is clearly one of the guys that you look at and go, he was a big part of helping this organization win Super Bowls, you know.
I mean, what do they have – he has 1 year here.
Yep.
What is it, $2.9 million?
Yeah, I think it's like 2.8.
And do you guess that they came to him and said, no way on the $2.9 million. If you want one more year here, it's, you know.
If they cut him, they save $4 million. So that's pretty significant. Mm-hmm. You think Belichick's going to save $4 million to cut Edelman, who's, Wiggy's words, a part-time player? You know, an accessory piece?
You got a guy who's given everything to the organization.
Brady gave everything to the organization. They had no problem parting ways with him.
Good point.
So if they can part ways with Tom Brady, they can part ways with anybody.
And I think, I have no evidence of this, but it's just a guess, that Edelman's off-field behavior when Brady left and when Brady was being wooed rubbed Belichick the wrong way. I think the Stay Tom apparel that he was hawking on his social media.
Mm-hmm. I know there's just a big piece in the New York Times, I think, about how Edelman was able to build $1 million social media brand, and Bill never objected to it. He basically did it right under Bill's nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe that's kind of what Teddy was saying with Belichick, is kind of realizing he has to evolve as a coach and allow these guys to take advantage of the opportunity to make money
elsewhere, because maybe Bill looks at that like, all right, if this guy's making money elsewhere, I don't have to give him as much.
Right, I don't have to pay him.
I don't know if this is blasphemy, but Troy Brown was my favorite player growing up. I think Edelman may have had a better Patriots career. Yeah, I don't know if that's possible. I think Troy was the most...
No, you're right about that. Statistically, if you probably look at their statistics and side by side, I would say that, you know, maybe Troy might have the edge just because he played a little bit longer.
The pass to Amendola against the Ravens is one of the all-time great NFL playoff plays.
That game and the Seahawks game, I think, are two of the most vital wins of this second part of the dynasty, because the Seahawks, everybody forgets, that was the best defense in the NFL. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter. Edelman got concussed running towards the end zone, gets back up, catches a touchdown pass to give the Patriots the lead in the fourth quarter. Yeah, that was an unbelievable performance.
I do think he's done, though. So, all right, coming up after 7, we're going to talk with Dana White, friend of the program, the president of the UFC from Fight Island. But before that, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
They have a cat in the race.
The dumbest of the day.
I saw Animal House. Great flick. Rob Flill.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for the dumbest of the day. And out of everything that happened yesterday, Curtis, we have determined that this was the dumbest.
Well, MyPillow is in the news today. Oh. They're supporting people who stick with their man, President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And... my guy, Mike Lindell, joined Newsmax for a fair and balanced discussion on the insurrection at the Capitol. And he has some, he's going to give you the other side of the story here.
Here's the main thing that I want to tell everybody, to give everybody some faith in this, that Donald Trump will be our president for the next 4 years. And we will. You can't have a murder committed and you don't look into the murder. Okay. Once all the evidence would be put out there for everybody to see, people on the left, the right, the world, I guarantee you, because I've seen it, what will happen is the people on the left are going to go, you know what? I don't really like Donald Trump, but he did win. And you don't have a civil war over that. And it makes me sad. My nieces and stuff, they were at the Capitol today. All that stuff they're putting on these other stations, like, oh, it was the biggest riots in history. No, it wasn't. People were up there and it was peaceful.
No.
And it was very peaceful. There were probably some undercover Antifa that dressed as Trump people and did some damage to windows and got in there.
Wait, that was Greg from Tuesday. Why were you playing that?
So wait a minute. He is insisting that President Trump will remain the president?
Yep, and the Democrats will be fine with it because they'll have the evidence.
There's just days left. I mean, we're proceeding with plans to inaugurate a new president.
He's holding on a hope.
What does he know that we don't know?
Now he must know something. Clearly he knows something. He gives some people, what they say, pillow talk is where you get all your info.
Well, that's pretty good, Wiggy. Does he have a high security clearance or something, Mike Lindell?
He must.
I mean, I love the man's pillows.
Level 2.
Love his pillows. I love his dog beds. I love his sheets. And I love his towels. And not just because they were given to me for free. They're quality.
Hashtag ad.
Quality.
Bunny kissy.
All right. Well, that is the dumbest of the day. Thank you, Curtis.
Yep.
Coming up next, Dana White will join us from Abu Dhabi, Fight Island.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.